we are reading again different sections of this very important chapter of the Gospel of John, chapter 6. And so we continue to hear the good news of the Eucharist. And the Eucharist, very far from being an accessory, a nice thing, sure, when things are going well, when we're feeling great, and we come to Mass and we pay attention, or rather than being an optional thing, if things are hard and confusing, why would I go? Why would I care? Why would I pay attention? In reality, the Eucharist is the answer for our questions. It is a hope for our struggles. And in no other way does the Lord respond more clearly and more powerfully to us today. In our first reading, we saw how Elijah, the great prophet of the Old Testament, was exhausted to the point, and this is very strong, of praying for death. Now, he was worn out emotionally and spiritually, not just because he was tired of walking. Of course, we didn't read the whole thing, but the context is that Elijah could not take it anymore because of the sins of the people of God. And so he lay down, saying, "This is enough, Lord." And for a number of different reasons, we also experience at times that we are worn out, and we say, "This is enough. I cannot take it anymore. This makes no sense." Whether because of some illness that we experience, or some problems in our family that are very painful, some death, or because of the scandals that we see, or our own sin. Sometimes we feel the same way. This is enough. And this experience is very normal and it's very human. We are fragile, and there are situations that really make no sense to us and that feel like more than what we can bear. What is decisive in those moments is not to turn our confusion or our pain into murmuring. And in the Gospel, we saw how the Jews were murmuring about Jesus. They did not understand some things, and their immediate reaction was to start murmuring. And the Lord was very emphatic. At that point, he said, "Stop murmuring." And he's saying that to us as well. Stop murmuring, which does not mean at all. Do not think about what's going on in your life or in the church or in the world. Do not discern. Do not learn. Do not talk to some people. That doesn't mean that. It does mean don't complain, or don't gossip if that's the case, or don't speak ill. It means believe in the power of God's love and mercy. And so rather than murmuring, we should make an effort with God's grace to make room for silence so that we can hear in our hearts the good news, the real answer for all our questions. And that's what we heard today. I am the bread of life. The Lord Jesus is the bread of life, and he wanted to show his love with these words and with the reality of the Eucharist so that no one can say, "I don't get it." Everyone knows what bread is. Bread is the most basic food pretty much everywhere, since we have any records of history, bread has been there. And being so simple, because it's basically two things, three ingredients, flour and water, it is mysterious. They say that if you eat flour and then drink water, you could survive only for a few days. But if you mix them, then something happens and we can live for a long time. Bread gives life. And Jesus is the bread of life, a different kind of life. Life for this strength, for this life of ours, and then eternal life. So So the Lord provides for this imperfect life of ours the grace that sustains our own personal weakness, that gives us courage to keep going in the midst of struggles, and that gives us hope in the midst of all kinds of darkness. And like bread exists only when flour and water come together, so we could say that only if God's grace and our efforts come together can we keep walking. And that grace of graces and the source of all graces in this life is the most blessed sacrament. It is very significant in the first reading that when Elijah ate, well, he was laying down, and then they said, stand up, get up, eat. He did. He lay down again. And again, get up and eat. He ate, and then he kept walking. Our life is like that, and that's, again, very normal. We are exhausted, we eat the bread of life, and we may lay down again, we may struggle again, we may experience our weakness again and our confusion again. And that's why we need to eat up. We eat again, get up and eat the bread of life so that we can keep walking. But the Eucharist does not only sustain us in this life, it also gives that other life, life that is eternal. Because in the end, we don't want just something a little bit better, but we want a different kind of life, one that is in some way that we cannot even imagine perfect, and that will never end. And that's eternity, and that is what we receive in the most blessed sacrament. The key, and the Lord was very clear about this today, the key is to believe. He said, if you believe, you have eternal life, because faith is a door. And of course we believe, but we need to renew our act of faith, especially in the midst of challenges, and say, Lord, I believe, but strengthen my faith. I can believe and I want to believe more. I cling to your word. I trust that you are my hope, and that you are my hope especially in the power and simplicity of the Eucharist. And to remember that the good news and the work of our redemption come to us in this sacrament. And so our good and active and frequent participation in the Eucharist should not be seen as something that depends on what's going on or how we feel, but rather as what transforms how we're feeling, what transforms our momentary experience into a path of salvation. The Eucharist does not only improve our life, it saves our life, giving us eternity. If we keep this in mind, then what was announced to the prophet makes so much sense and fills us with so much hope. Get up and eat, else the journey will be too long for you. So with great humility and simplicity and trust, let us pray right now to Mary, and let us ask her to obtain for us all the graces that we need, all the strength that we need, all the hope that we need, and all the openness that we need for the grace in which we are partaking today. Mary, like no one else, can help us to not only appreciate, but to receive well this most blessed sacrament. Mary, Augustine said, gave milk to our bread. So she will also nourish us today, obtain for us the comfort, the peace, and again, the openness and docility that we need, so that the bread that we will receive will indeed give us the strength that we need for our path.